Show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight.
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am.
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome once again to the Brad Westmar Show. Happy to be along with you. And, you know, it's funny. Indoors, 95 degrees outside. But for some reason, once again, we have to play this song because it's hot as balls in here. Now, let me explain to everybody. We have now the third Jackalope Radio Studio in technically the history of this show, which has not been quite 2 years. Okay. Third studio. It's our second move in under 2 years. Now, the good news is this place is the best place so far for a variety of reasons. First of all, we're actually like secluded and it's not too loud, which is nice. But unfortunately, it's too dark. There's no airflow in here. There's absolutely no airflow. And don't give me any BS, Todd Sheets. There's nothing out here. The good news is it's better out here than it is in there with you in that new Batcave. So I'm proud of you for taking the heat, for lack of a better way of saying it. But I do commend you on this wonderful new studio that you're paying out the eyeballs for. Because you've done a good job of moving this stuff over here. And thanks to all the people that helped you put up this stuff and move this stuff over here. Would you like to name some names for everybody so you can give them a thanks here on the Brad Westmar Show?
You know, Tim and Griff for More Horror Than Horror. And Amanda, she came and helped. And Johnny Reed from Brute Squad. And that's about it.
Very nice. Did they have anything to say about it being hot? I bet there's a lot of fat man sweat in here with Tim and Griff in here.
There's so many different things that we had to clean already. Just we don't even want to tell you because you won't even want to sit here anymore.
I can imagine.
It's been cleaned, though.
But the nice thing is it's clean, but as most of you would figure.
And there is a vent right above your head and one across from you, but the thing is,
doing anything.
The building owner needs to change the structure of the timer.
Matt's not too excited about this. I did do an old show on the old show in my underwear, and I'm very, very close to doing this again because it's hot. But Matt, the good news is you can't see me in my underpants right now.
Hey guys, just want you to just give me a countdown when we're ready to start. I'm all ready to go on this end. So whenever we're ready, just give me a little countdown or something, Todd.
No, we're on the air, actually. Right now.
Like now?
Right now.
Like right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Is that a problem?
Yeah, you and your underwear.
Yeah. What? Me, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wish I were there.
Wow. That sounded like Christopher Walken, by the way. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
See? Yes.
Underwear.
Yeah. See?
I thought about you yesterday, Todd. I saw a trailer for a new movie that Christopher Walken's going to be in, and I couldn't help but laugh.
Good.
We may hear more from him in a couple of weeks, old Christopher Walken, and yes. Maybe my ex-wife, too.
I have to tell you, I don't mean to interrupt
you.
This is your show and all, but
it is.
A lot of people told me how much they really enjoyed our takeoff on Grease.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh,
good.
Awesome.
Because rumor has it there might be more soon.
Good.
Yes. We have a few things in the kitty, so to speak. Where was I going with? Oh, Matt. Now, do not be disturbed by this, but you wouldn't expect it to be the Jackalope Radio Studio without, and I've already sent you a video, you wouldn't expect it to be a Jackalope Radio Studio without what in the studio?
Drums under the table.
Drums are still under the table, folks. We wouldn't expect anything less or worse from Mr. Todd Sheets.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be all he can be.
Now, most people don't know this, but we sometimes record shows in advance, and I don't know. How do you feel, Matt, about these last... Really, it's been 3 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, that we've been together doing a show?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. How do you feel?
All right. It's kind of like I'm missing a part of my soul.
Hmm. Yeah. Me, I've actually found a part of my soul while being gone for 3 weeks
really?
From this show. Yeah. Yeah, it's been great. I have more time for other things, but no.
Not me.
No. You're busy all the time, you know.
Just more soccer.
God, you and
that's all it means.
I tell you what, I hope my daughter just is a homebody for the rest of. No, I'm just kidding. Want her to be happy, you know. Whatever it takes.
Happily watching TV.
Yeah, or playing Tiger Woods on PlayStation with me. Yeah, be okay. Yeah. But I will mention this real quick. Kudos and thank you to JJ the Polak for taking me in for a couple of more days last week while I was in Denver, Colorado on business. And as you know, regardless of whether or not I'm here doing this show,
hello,
I always have business to take
care
of. So,
drug dealer.
And I was out there doing some stuff, and Jay put me up for a couple of days, him and his wife Kelly, and their three rambunctious children, who actually are fairly well behaved for three children under the age of three. My favorite story, which is a very short story, I must tell the gang here. It's not terribly funny, but I think you'll find it amusing. There's like three restaurants in this newly developed neighborhood that JJ lives in, and one of them is a Chinese restaurant, and we will now have eaten there twice in the last 3 years that I've been there, and it's good food. You go in and you pick it up. So Jay and I went there one night to pick up our Chinese food we had ordered. And I was about to pay for it. And it's so funny because the gal running the cash register and running the joint, you know, she's running around the little restaurant, you know, lots of heat, lots of funny smells coming from the back of the, you know, the area there. You never know. A couple of cat meows and stuff like that. And and this woman's out and she's like roaming around the front. She's like, you know, doing the, you know. And so she comes up to us and she's like, you know. And I say, yeah, how much? She's like, $24.74. And I'm like, okay. And I'm pulling out my credit cards. And I say, here, do you take American Express? And she's like still going. And then like when she saw the American Express, she stopped and goes, yeah, we do. Right in the middle of the, I swear to God, she's like doing this. And then she goes, yeah, we do. And then went back into the. It was just the strangest thing. And I didn't say anything at the time, but Jay and I got back in the car, and I said, what was that all about? He goes, that was kind of funny. I said, it was just really weird. It's like no accent at all. I was like, yeah, we do.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You catch that every once in a while at those Asian restaurants. You know those Asian people. You never... There is one thing about this show compared to the old show. I've had some questions recently about the old show, and people kind of want to hear it and see what it was like compared to this show. And in some ways, there's no comparison. But in one way that there is definitely a comparison is we work very hard to not be prejudiced against any race.
Hello there.
You know, we try to make sure we involve all of them on this show in any way, shape, or form that we need to.
Oh, hello there.
So, you know, we keep everybody involved no matter how happy they've made us in our life or how sad they've made us in our life.
This is Amy, if you don't remember who I am.
But so anyway, great time. Thanks again to JJ for that. And he is still 110% Polish. No doubt about it. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect. So, Matt, the last time, and it's been a few weeks now. In fact, it's probably been 3 weeks since we made this commitment. It's been almost the 30 days that we talked about. We were going to do a 30-day challenge based on a list that I had found. And I will tell you right now, my challenge was to write 50,000, or was it 50,000? Yeah.
Yes.
50,000-word book in 30 days. Well, I got news for you. I've only got 6,000 words. But it has gotten me going, and I'm happy about it. I'm moving forward with my book. And more to come on that down the road. Now, you were supposed to do something else.
Yes, I was doing the photo challenge, one photo a day.
Now, you started by emailing them to me the first 2 or 3 days, and I'm guessing that it got to be a little bit of a pain in the arse to email them to me every day.
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. That's why I quit.
Now, how's the picture taking been going?
I failed miserably.
Did you fail too?
No.
Well, then I don't feel bad.
Yeah, last week. And then it just was like, there was a couple days where I just didn't have time to get to it. I've shot plenty of pictures since then.
Sure.
I just haven't done the one picture a day thing.
You know, and I understand. It's tough. It is really, really tough to do something. You literally have to change your mindset, put it in your schedule, put it in your mind and say, I have to do this every day. And
yeah,
it's tough, you know? So we tried, we failed, but what would you expect from a couple of goofs like us? So,
hey, I'm just impressed we made it as long as we did.
I agree. I'm impressed that you did it for around a week, and I'm impressed that I've pulled 6,000 words out of my ass the last 3 weeks. So it's pretty good. How many of your columns would that be? Four?
6,000, yeah.
About four columns? Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe three.
Okay. Well, then you see, I could have wrote, I basically wrote your column the last 3 weeks.
So, yeah, you have, haven't you?
Basically, except it wasn't as entertaining, but that's okay.
Well, thank you. I think that's a compliment.
It is a compliment. And by the way, where can people read your work?
At echonetwork.com.
And that's E-C-H.
No,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
E-K zero. Wait, no. It's E-K-O-H network.com.
I'm so confused.
No zeros.
I don't get it. I really don't. But I'm happy that people can find you there. Because it may be a little easier to find. I don't know.
It's going quite well, actually. I think as far as the numbers.
Good.
It's better than what we were. A little more audience than what we had before, so that's good.
Good. And how's Brandon doing? Oh, wait. We'll talk about him in a little bit. Never mind. We have more
plenty of time for that.
Plenty of time. Now, tonight is a big night. By the way, Todd, you might want to start researching this, because tonight is our big Bass Ackwards fantasy football draft. I'm very excited about this. Okay, not that excited, but kind of excited because I am last year's champion. So looking forward to trying to do it again. We'll see what happens. But Todd, we are going to be doing this draft for you on a whim, as you always do, which is good because we know somebody will finish in the cellar. You want to go to cbssports.com and just Google CBS. What do you think? CBS Sports Eisenberg? Is that probably the best thing to do? Eisenberg? Is that probably the best way for him to find it, you think?
Rather than Google it?
Yeah, just Google it. Just
go to CBS Sports Fantasy Football.
There you go.
And then you click on rankings at the top of the page.
You need to, right, and find Jamie Eisenberg's rankings. So, because Todd, of course, is not prepped for this at all. So he just does it on the fly. And I think that's fair. So,
well, we wouldn't expect it any other way.
No.
This thing's all coming together exactly how as I would have predicted it.
Me too. Absolutely. Because let's tell them a little bit more now. Tonight we have two new participants. One will be my brother, who gave the infamous speech at my wedding, which we will ask him briefly about when we get him on the horn here in a little while. He is in Akron, Iowa now a days, living just north of you. Alex Jeeves Penny. Who's become a big fan of the show, our Scottish friend of the show, who doesn't seem to know much about American football, but enough to fake it, I think, because it looks like his list that I have here, I just kind of glanced at it. It looks reasonable. So,
I think he did all right.
Yeah, I think so too. So Jeeves will be actually participating through a list that I have here with me. And then, of course, Todd and Matt and myself. And we have one more person, which we'll talk about in a minute. But first, Todd Sheets has a question.
I'm happy to be all I can be, but I have a question here for you.
Sure. Go ahead and ask Matt.
Matt, I'm at the CBS Fantasy football deal with Eisenberg, and it says mock drafts. It says player news stats. Which one should I go to?
Are you on the main fantasy football page?
Yeah.
Okay. You'll see it says rankings in blue, not too far from the top, okay. In small type.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is radio at its finest.
This is great radio.
This is like KG95 all over again. Yes.
Why don't you just walk in there and
got
do it?
Got it.
For
I got
him.
My ranking.
You probably could, but it's okay. Hot. It's hotter in there.
It's ranked. Then you go to you see. Does it say week one fantasy football rankings?
Yeah.
Right underneath week one, you see yearly. Click yearly.
Okay.
And then you're good to go.
So that's what I want. Okay.
You're actually more prepared than somebody else that I know. After I looked at his list.
Which brings me to my next point. Are we good to move on now, Todd?
Yes.
Okay, good. We have six participants tonight. I mentioned five. We will be obviously doing six positions of the draft. And the sixth person that is going to be participating tonight is Mr.
My buddy. Wherever I go, he goes. My buddy.
Now,
my buddy.
I want to preface again that I rib him with, of course, much sarcasm, because I'm very grateful for all of his help and hosting that he has done for me over the last couple of years. But at the same time, Matt, my buddy's communication level has actually gotten worse since the last time we spoke to him.
Notorious.
it's terrible. It's terrible.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've been trying to contact him, and I guess maybe he was concerned about committing too hard, and I get it, because the last time we talked to him, we thought that his wife would have popped the baby out by now. Well, unfortunately, this is what happens. When you assume, well, the first one came really early, the second one's going to come early too. That ain't always going to happen that way, you know? And yeah. We have been prepared. I've been asking, okay, ready to go, ready to go, ready to go. He talked about coming in the studio. He said he was going to present me with last year's, you know, award that I was going to win, which supposedly was going to be a Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football t-shirt, you know, which we still haven't seen yet. We're not sure that it exists.
I hope it's a Smedium.
I hope it is too, because...
That'd be awesome.
I tell you what.
It's like a women's shirt.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I'd have to lose a lot of weight for that. A lot more. I don't think I could ever get in one, actually. Well, maybe. Yeah,
you could squeeze in there. Well, you just couldn't get out of it.
Probably. Exactly. To rip it off. So we assumed that Brandon was going to call tonight. We were going to actually get him on the horn tonight to do the draft. I told you this, Matt, on the way here. I literally tweeted him, because that's the best place to get a hold of him, according to him. He doesn't respond, which he's now not been responding on Twitter very much either. So I texted him to say, hey, you've got a twit. He never responded. And then it wasn't until today on Twitter, when Jeeves was making some comments, that Brandon finally chimed in, so I at least knew he was alive, you know. So
yeah.
You and I I'm on my way to the studio today, and I get a hold of you on the phone. We're talking, and as we're talking, I get a text from Brandon that says, I'm at the hospital. Check your email. I knew this was going to happen, Matt. I just knew it was going to, because this draft day has been picked now for months, and you just knew it was going to happen today, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he's been promising this baby for weeks.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't shown up, and then, you know, we needed him tonight, and he's at the hospital. Like, he can't do this from the hospital.
Well, yeah,
honestly.
Exactly. Come on.
Come on, Brandon.
Come on, man. It's not that difficult.
Step out. I don't even know if you'd have to step outside the room.
Probably. I mean, I wouldn't mind having a little live play-by-play.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's going to be so drugged up, probably. She won't even know what's going on.
She wouldn't care. She probably make better picks than he. I think he probably made these, according to what you're telling me about his draft list, he probably put that together while on his way to the hospital.
He might have.
Yeah. So we're only going to have one guest on the phone tonight, and two lists, which is fair enough. And we do not have the draft list order yet, but we're going to do that here in just a little bit as well. In fact, if you want to, I do have to tell one more quick story. We'll take a break, and then we'll get my brother on the horn, and we'll get ready to go. I do have to tell this quick story. Todd was so hidden here in the new studio, I had no idea where he was at. Now, first of all, Todd was pointing in this direction the last time we were here 3 weeks ago, that it was going to be over here in this corner, he thought. And I guess I had forgotten that at one point he told me it was going to be downstairs, not upstairs. So the first thing I did was roam around the old area. And I probably could have walked in the old studio and asked them where you were at. They might have known. Maybe they don't care where you're at anymore. Maybe they're glad to be rid of you. I'm really not sure anymore. But I hear different stories. I'm not really sure what happened. There was a divorce. I don't know. So I call him, and he says, I'm in 150. I'm like, okay, cool. So I went, you're downstairs. My bad. So I go downstairs, and I walk into 150, and I'm wandering around the hallway, and I'm like, I don't see anybody. I don't see anything. I'm looking around. Don't see a damn thing. Now, I see a guy back in a corner office with no shirt on, sitting at a desk and a computer. Who was that cat? What was that all? Who is that dude back there?
He creates sports clothing.
Now, he needs some clothing, that's for sure.
No shirt?
Now, just sitting back there with no shirt on. And really, if I had half the balls I used to have, we would be going there right now and asking him about this. I mean, we really probably should. If we didn't have a draft to do tonight, we'd do it. But next time, if I see that dude back there with no shirt on, we're going to do a drop. We're going to get on Skype right through my phone. We're going to go do a drop. We're going to do it. Okay, next time. Ask him, dude, put a shirt on, huh? All right.
If it makes you happy.
Yeah. You know, that's what Cheryl Crow said. So anyway, I see this guy back there. I'm like, where the F is Todd? What the hell's going on? So I walk back out before this guy sees me and asks me, can I help you? You know, and throws the gimp suit on or something like that, you know, and Flowers on the Wall starts playing, you know. And so I come back outside going, maybe I'm in the wrong spot. So then I call Todd again. Todd, could you open the door or something so I know where? He's like, huh? Well, the door was open. Oh, somebody closed the door. I wonder who closed the door. Maybe it was you when you walked in.
I actually didn't. No, I had it open for you.
I'm sure
it was
one
of the guys.
Shirtless dude. Yeah.
There was three guys running through here. So.
Okay. They probably shut the door on you. They didn't like the glowing light or something like that. Scared. But needless to say, I finally found him after three tries. So it's nice, though. I do wish you were here, Matt, because it smells decent for the most part. There's no airflow, but there's room. And it's funny to have breathing room and yet not be able to breathe. You know, it's kind of, it's kind of some irony there. You know, so,
is there any food laying around yet?
No, and that's the thing. The studio table apparently has been vacuumed.
Has. We cleaned it up. I even fixed it so it's stable.
That's true, too. It's stable. It's clean. And I guarantee you it will not look like this the next time we're here next week. Guarantee it. I mean, and the thing, again, more irony, we know that the slobs that usually make this thing a pit are the two that helped him put this thing over here and together. So we can't really say too much, Tim and Griff. But
they left you a little surprise inside that cabinet. It's a ranking of shows. They put Westmar at the very bottom.
Wait a minute, is it in here?
Yeah.
All right, stand by. Yeah, hold the show on.
I'm holding on the show here.
Oh, see, now you've
done it. He's looking inside there. Yeah, you just have to open that cabinet up. He's opening. We're going to get rid of this cabinet, though.
Oh, but I like the dry erase board.
Yeah, he's got a dry erase board in there.
This is awesome. A couple of a-holes. let me read this for you here.
It says, rating chart or chapped standings. Night Watch, number one. Number two, 42nd Street. Number three, Para Challenge Radio. Number four, Brute Squad.
Yeah.
Number five, More Horror Than Horror. Number six, Displeasure Chest.
Which we don't even have.
Okay. okay, then they skipped a whole bunch.
They put like little arrows.
They put a whole bunch of arrows
in the middle. This is great. I got to take a picture of this and put it on the website. They put a bunch of arrows, and they put program filler, which I'm assuming is that plethora, cornucopia of crap music that you put on in there. And then at the very bottom, number 21, doesn't even say the Brad Westmar Show. It just says Westmar Show. I got to give them props for that. You guys, that's pretty freaking funny. So kudos. Kudos to you guys.
Yay.
Nice work. Nice work. Let's go ahead and I'll be damned. Take a break. We'll get my brother on the horn, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmar Show. We'll be right back.
I got $100 for some leftover cream corn. I never knew corn was worth so much.
That's right. Corn is at an all-time high, and you can turn your unused corn into money with Cash for Corn.
I'm not grilling corn on the cob this summer. That'd be like burning money.
We'll send you a postage-paid Ziploc bag. Just fill it, send it back to us, and Cash for Corn will pay you promptly.
Sure, I spend a little extra time in the bathroom, but picking out the corn is like writing myself a check.
Don't flush away thousands of dollars. Call Cash for Corn.
If you want hours of party fun, hire someone who's at the end of her 15 minutes of fame. Paris Hilton Mobile DJ.
Here's a song from back when I was relevant. Get on the dance floor, everybody. Woo!
She used to say, that's hot, but her career is not. That's why Paris Hilton Mobile DJ is such a bargain.
This song is dedicated to any TV or movie producers who may be out there tonight. Call me. Maybe? Please?
When it comes to spinning tunes, Paris is the bomb.
This bomb song reminds me of my last reality show. And the reality show before that.
So have a memorable party with a woman whose career is a distant memory. Call Paris Hilton Mobile DJ today.
The official pretend radio show of Glenn Campbell Groupies. The Brad Westmar Show.
And we're back to the Brad Westmar Show. What do you mean you have a pause on there? Just do a nice job with my show. Please don't make it sound ridiculous or anything like that, Tachi. Todd's all over
you can
tell we had 3 weeks off, Matt, because Todd's a little bit loopy today.
No, it's the fact that you gave me the wrong phone number.
No, I did not. Okay, did not. Matt, take over the show for a minute. Take over the show for a minute. I'm going to go argue with him now.
All right, go ahead.
Take over the show.
Yeah, go ahead and take over.
Hello.
Oh, I want to hear
Hello there. You're on the Brad Westmar Show. Give us 1 second.
Hang on, Brad.
5-2-712-5-2-6.
That's not a 2, it's a 6.
You know, right and bastard. Look at that. That's a terrible 6. There's not even a loop.
All right, let's not get my brother's phone number.
All right. He's here, Brad. He's waiting for you.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, fantastic.
What's up, Dillweed? Hey, a couple of things. You know Matt. Say hi to Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Brian.
And do you know Todd Sheets? Have you been on the show before, on this show? I can't remember if you have or not.
Yes, he has.
Okay.
There you go.
And what did we talk about last time you were on?
Probably talked about my no public restrooms, I'm guessing.
Oh,
yes, we did.
That's right. I'd forgotten about it. That's right. That's right. Yeah. How's that going for you?
And I have a bad memory. But anyway, it's about the same.
Okay, fair enough. And you remember Todd Sheets, too, my executive jokester back there. Say hi to Todd.
Hello. Yeah,
hello.
And I want to ask a couple of questions, first of all. Now, you and I got together for a couple of drinks here about a month ago when I was in town. And refresh my memory, did I tell you about us on this show talking a little bit about your dramatic best man speech at my wedding?
Did we talk about this?
Did I tell you that we talked about it on the show? Because I can't remember.
Oh, I don't. You might have.
Okay. Do you remember?
Again, my memory isn't the best.
Do you remember how good your best man speech was at my wedding?
Well, I heard. I mean, it's probably all over YouTube, I'm guessing. I mean, it was pretty amazing. I understand.
Yeah, it was. And in fact, thanks for the idea. I hadn't thought about putting it on YouTube. Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm all over that for you.
Under normal circumstances, we would ask you some of our questions, our Ring of Fire initiation questions. But now you've been on the show twice and gotten away with not having to do that. And we don't have the time tonight because we're going to do the draft. So.
Real quick, was I inebriated during that short speech?
Even more important, are you inebriated right now?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. Good.
Not yet. Game hasn't started.
Okay.
We're good.
Okay. I think you would probably say you were. I'm not sure if you were or not, but I'm not really sure. Yeah. But it was a nice speech. But secondly, I do have one more quick question for you that I did tweet out here recently. I'm curious to know, how old is your son now, my nephew?
Why are you curious? You should know.
Well, I believe he's 12.
Correct.
Going on 13 soon?
Well, he'll be 13 in October.
Right. Yeah. So that will be 13 soon. Okay. So my question to you, why does your son have a LinkedIn account? Can you explain to me? Because I don't even think you have a LinkedIn account. Why does he?
I didn't even know he did.
There's only one thing I can think of when it comes. He is in the family business. There's no doubt about it.
It's your drug dealer.
He must be on LinkedIn for a reason. He has to be.
I'm guessing so. Yep. Probably drug dealing. You're right.
Be careful. So
that's the only logical explanation.
True.
Yes. I have to go with it. Yeah.
You might want to ask him about that. But anyway, so hey, pal, it's good to have you here. Now you're in how many regular fantasy leagues this year? Real ones? Just one or two or three?
Just
or
one?
Okay.
Just one this year.
And Matt, are you in two?
I'm in three.
You're in three. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm in zero, as usual. I've been asked by a few people, including my buddy. But, Brian, you're going to be the only participant tonight on the phone. We have one guy who's out having a baby and somebody else who's in Scotland, so that's a good excuse. So tonight, if you've got your list ready, you know, we're ready to go. Now, you understand the rules of what we do here with Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football?
Nope.
Not a clue. Good. 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 That's good.
Good. Good to know you read the memo.
Yes. Good. 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 Yep. Do you have any idea who you're going to want to pick at all?
I have a few questions, actually. Maybe I should have gotten this ahead of time.
Maybe that would have been a really, really good idea. Know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Jingle
yeah.
ass. Ask your questions and ask them quickly.
Real quick. One question. You said pick only players ranked in the top 32 are eligible to be drafted. Going to the link that you had sent me, there is 24 quarterbacks. There is
Matt, answer his question now before it takes an hour. Go ahead.
Right up under where it says week one fantasy football rankings, it says weekly and yearly. Click yearly.
Yearly.
Yes.
See, that would have been great.
Well, it just happened.
That was sent to me.
No, Matt, explain it to him.
Well, they updated the website on us.
They updated
to add the weekly.
Exactly. So that's why you didn't have. But that, hey, Matt, that proves he's at least paying attention. Good for you, Brian. What's your other question?
Well, here's my other question.
That's what I'm asking you. What's your other question? That's
so top 32 in each quarter. So top 32 quarterbacks, top 32 running backs.
Yes.
Top 32 wide receivers. Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Okay.
Wasn't top 32 overall.
No, you're right. You got it right.
Yeah, there you go. Very good, I think.
All right. We're golden then.
Okay, good. I have no idea, by the way, because I'm so confused now with these rankings because they douche it all up by changing it. And it happened last year too, Matt. And we got by okay. But there's a part of me as the former champion and reigning champion that doesn't want to screw myself out of picking somebody because Jamie Eisenberg decided to get cute yesterday, you know?
Well, that's why we go by the yearly ones. The yearly ones don't change that much.
All right. Well,
fine.
All right.
Only for a t-shirt anyway that you're never going to get.
But bragging rights for being the dumbest one here.
No, you're the smartest of the bad pickers.
That's probably true. We do need to make the amendment though that we talked about, Matt, about a week ago, that Tebow is number 32 on Eisenberg's rankings for quarterbacks.
Yeah.
We're gonna throw Tebow off of there because that's not cool. He's not the starting quarterback. And John Skelton, who is not on Eisenberg's 32, or on top 32, would be the other quarterback. Is that kind of what we decided?
Yes.
Yes. So you have that going for you as well. So I guess the first thing we need to do, more questions, Brian, or are you golden? You said you're golden, right? Okay. You're
good. I'm golden.
Okay, here we go. Matt, we need to get the draft order first.
All right. First pick. Is going to...
Yes.
Jeeves.
Jeeves. Congratulations. Jeeves is number one. And you're going to track all this stuff for us, Matt. Is that right?
Yep. I'll keep track of it.
Great.
Number two is Brian.
Yay. Congratulations, Brian.
Woo!
Number two. We did this what do you call that draft? The sniper draft? The Snyder draft, the reverse it back out draft. Serpentine.
Snake.
Thank you.
Serpentine snake.
Sniper
whatever.
Serpentine. Yeah. There you go.
I wasn't sure where you were going.
Sniper.
Brandon's picking three.
Congratulations, Brian. I'm well on my way to number six. It's pretty clear.
I'm picking four.
Wow.
Number five is Todd. Yep, you are picking last.
We had this discussion on the way over here, and sure enough, I knew I was going to crap myself right into the number six pick with my big mouth. So fair enough. Ladies and gentlemen, should we go ahead and roll some music first to get this sucker started? I know Matt loved to have this music under him every week last year when we were doing the updates. You couldn't hear a damn thing you were doing or saying. I promise we won't do this quite as loud and quite as annoyingly, but we have to get this thing started. This is great. The Cowboys play here first game Wednesday night, which by the time this airs will be all over with. I'm extremely excited about that game, although I'll probably fall asleep at halftime. Let's go.
At least the Cowboys will be healthy. This is the healthiest they'll be all year.
Probably, with Jason Witten out and Jay Ratliff out, or at least hurt, let's put it that way. So Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for 2012-2013 Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football Draft with the very, very first pick? I guess that's Jeeves. Is that correct? So, I need to pick out here Jeeves's thing. Jeeves asked for ideal draft order. Poor guy. I believe he said he wanted to draft his defense first, which helps. I appreciate that, Jeeves. It's like drafting your kicker first in regular fantasy football. Good job. Good job. He is taking
foreigners.
What's that?
I said foreigners.
Exactly. He is does he know this is football, like American football, right? Not soccer, right?
Well, we're going to find out, I guess.
I guess so.
Look at his name.
He did pick the Browns for their defense. So that's going to be his first pick. He's picking the Browns defense. Okay.
All right.
Who's number two?
Number two is Brian.
Brian.
All right. Taking Christian Ponder.
Christian Ponder.
Ooh, good one.
Interesting, yeah. Interesting. Christian Ponder. I gotta go through all these freaking lists and chop them off. Yeah,
here.
Exactly.
All right. Okay. Number three is Brandon. I got Brandon. He's going in the same order as Jeeves.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting.
He wants the... Spoken like a true Chiefs fan. You look at it, you can tell what team he roots for by his list of defenses here. But his list of players in general. But number one for Brandon, Broncos defense.
Really? Brian.
Yep.
Brian, how do you feel about that?
Bastard. We'll see about that. We'll see.
Okay. Who is number four? Is that you, Matt?
Yes, it is. I'm so excited I get to make this pick. You know who it's going to be.
I know exactly who it's going to be, you SOB.
Mark Sanchez.
Oh, you are. Congratulations. You got Sancho. Oh, ladies,
thank you.
Yes. Hey, let's go ahead and give Sancho a proper salute from us here.
Oh, Sancho!
Very good. All right. So you have Mark Sancho. Let me cross him off my list. Let's see here.
Now, this is quarterback we're picking?
Well, you can pick whatever you want to.
Okay.
You can pick whatever quarterback, running back, wide receiver, whatever you want.
And of course, this is backwards. So.
Yes. Yes, you want to pick crummy players.
Of course.
That doesn't mean you need to pick them from number 32 on down. You just pick, you know, names you don't want or like or people you think sound gay or whatever you want to do. So, Todd, your number one pick here. What do you think?
Tim Tebow.
He wasn't listening earlier.
I wasn't even listening.
You weren't. You weren't. Nice job. You weren't listening. Matt, tell him.
One pick in.
God. We said we're taking Tim Tebow off the list. He's out.
That's what I thought you said. Okay.
Yes.
That's why you picked him. Just making sure we were paying attention.
Yes. Yes. So go ahead and pick somebody else.
Okay. How about Mark Sanchez?
Well, that's a really good job there, Todd. Todd, do you remember a minute ago when I said, "Hey, let's give Mark Sanchez a proper salute," and you said,
"Mark Sancho."
Yeah. What did you think that was all about?
I thought it was Sancho. I thought they were friends.
Oh, jeez. Brian, I'm looking for a new executive producer.
All right. Honestly, Matt Castle is going to be my...
There you go. That's a good pick. Matt Castle. Very nice.
That's my pick.
Good Lord.
I just want to throw this out there on Matt Castle. I have him as my backup from my regular fantasy.
This will be interesting. That's what makes this so fun and interesting. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know. So I guess it's my pick now. And
you get two in a row.
Oh, yeah, and I get two in a row, which is sweet ass. This is awesome. Now, this is tough for me because I feel pretty strongly, as Matt does, that the quarterback should go first. Maybe we shouldn't be saying this out loud, but I think it's pretty clear. By the way, we changed the rule this year, so folks understand that we're going by quarterback rating this year and not completion. What was it last year? Completion percentage?
Yeah.
So we're going with quarterback rating as soon as we can find a good source for a quarterback rating online. This is tough because there's a part of me that really wants to pick the Miami Dolphins quarterback, Ryan Tannehill.
Oh, Brad, you've been warned.
I really, really want to pick him. I do. But Matt's threatening to go on strike.
He's going to be so good.
And
quit laughing. I'm serious.
The good news is Ryan Tannehill is number two on my draft board for quarterbacks. Okay. And if Todd Sheets wasn't sleeping over there, he would know that the person we replaced, Tim Tebow, his first pick that didn't count, with John Skelton, he may have wanted to have taken the Cardinals' John Skelton. But ladies and gentlemen, I am picking John Skelton as my quarterback and first pick.
Nice. Yay. One.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And I get to pick again during the sniper draft here. So I need to – I wish I could pick a second quarterback, because if I could, it would be Ryan Tannehill. But please tell me. Now, if I'm not mistaken, we also discussed this, Matt. We can't take people who are hurt or suspended right now that are
currently
actually
hurt,
out.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Currently hurt, currently suspended players, ineligible. Hmm.
And the reason
you just have to take my word for it if you pick one and I say no.
Because if I'm not mistaken, Michael LaShore is suspended.
Suspended.
Right.
Yes.
So he's out, which is unfortunate because I had him number 2 on my draft board. Okay. I think here I am, and if I'm not mistaken too, Kenny Britt actually fell down. Is that correct in the rankings? Is he out of the 32 now?
See, he's also suspended anyway.
And he's also, oh, that's right, he's also suspended. That is true too. So another person that I wanted that is kind of down the old tank there. What about this is tough. Is Anthony Fasano still the tight end in Miami?
Yes, he is.
And who is Ryan Williams? Who does he play for? Is he a Cardinal? Is that right?
Yes. He's a running back for the Cardinals. He backs up Beanie Wells.
Yeah. Yeah. And Beanie Wells, if I'm not mistaken, is a little banged up. So this is very tough for me. I'm trying to figure out where I want to go with this. I think I'm going to – I need to stop mentioning names. I think I want to go with Ryan Williams, running back for the Cardinals. I'm picking another Cardinal, Ryan Williams.
Well, you hate the Cardinals.
Well, they suck. So there you go. Sorry it took so long.
Your logic.
Yeah, sorry it took so long. I probably shouldn't be talking so many player names. Okay.
Whew, oh. Thank
you. Don't want to give away
yeah.
all the
Well,
picks.
Sorry, but you threw me off track with all your stupid questions. okay. Number 5, Todd Sheets, you are up with your second pick.
Running back?
Right.
Okay, let's do... gosh, there's so many to choose from here. I'm going to pick a good one. Danny Woodhead.
Danny Woodhead.
Yeah.
He's probably not on there.
Is he in the top 32?
He may not be in the 32.
Let me confirm. Yeah. No, Todd.
Jesus Christ. This is...
Damn you all.
This is like having a baby. This is...
Cedric like a replay Benson. Of last year's draft.
No kidding.
Oh, no, I don't want to do Cedric Benson. Let's do Ryan Williams. I'm kidding. I did that on purpose just to mess with you.
God damn.
Reggie Bush.
Good pick. Who does he play for?
Miami.
Yeah, he was on my list.
He was on somebody's team last year, too, and they ate crap because of it.
Well,
he had a career year.
I am ready to say he was only number 4 on my list, so very well. So number 4 now, back to you, Magic Matt.
I will take the walking wounded Kevin Smith, running back Lions.
Not out, just walking wounded.
He's not out yet, but he will be.
Good pick. He was number 3 on my running backs list. Well, number 2 if you don't count Michael LaShore, who is suspended. So, very well. Where are we at? Number 3? That's back to...
Brandon.
Brandon, yes.
Let me see. Brandon has quarterback next.
Tony Romo?
Nope. You got to think he hates all things AFC West that aren't the Chiefs.
Peyton Manning.
Oh.
No?
Think other old quarterback.
Carson Palmer.
That's it.
Carson Palmer. Nice pick, Brandon. I guess.
Can't argue with that one.
I can't really argue too hard with that one. That's true.
Pick a Raider. This should be called Pick a Raider.
Brian might pick a Raider now. Brian, it's back to you at number 2.
Let's see. Since I was concentrating on kids for a minute, I'm just going out there. You're going to have to help me out if it was already picked.
Yeah, of course.
Going running back, of course, Mr. Ridley of New England.
You can have him. Yeah, you can have him. He's not picked. Okay.
Yeah, I'll take him.
Okay. Very well. And back to the number 1 pick, Mr. Jeeves. Let me see here.
Jeeves for 2, remember? We're doing the surfer
draft.
This is true.
And the surfer draft, is that what you called it? That's good.
Yep.
Is that the right way to call it? I think they call it. Nope. Okay, good. I'm glad. Just want to make sure you were on the same page. The squid draft. Okay.
Yep,
so,
right.
Okay. He wants a quarterback next, and the number one quarterback on his list is a good one, in my opinion. He has picked Blaine Gabbert.
Ooh, that's nice.
A good pick for him there. Blaine Gabbert's a good pick. And now we're back to him again. He wants to do his coach next. And his coach that he is going to pick here, pardon me. Ooh, he's done his research. He has done his research. Now, not the number one pick I would have guessed, but definitely the number one pick for last year. He picked Mr. Jim Harbaugh for his coach.
Nice.
Good one. It's a good one.
Good one. I had him last year.
Yes, you did. You scored for it.
Scored off. Yeah, when he got in that fight with what's his face from the Lions.
Crazy eyes. Yeah, shifty
yes.
eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now back to Brian at number two. Brian, who would you like to pick?
Well, let's see.
Who sucks?
Who sucks?
Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football. Who sucks?
Dun, 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 I would like to point out that there are no bonus points for looking ahead at your draft sheet.
We're going with Dwayne Allen, tight end.
Dwayne Allen, who is that?
I have no idea.
Dwayne Allen. Is he even in the top 32?
Oh, Colts. Yeah, he can have him.
Oh. Was he the other guy picked from Stanford?
we could have probably. No, that was Fleener.
That's right.
But we probably should have cut off the tight ends a little bit, but that's too late now.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. Okay, so that was number two. We're back to number three now with Brandon. Is that right?
Yep. Brandon wants a running back next.
Okay.
And the problem with that is Brandon picked, I think Brandon went off the weekly list because I'm guessing, like we said, he did it on his way to the hospital.
Yeah, it seems like he did. Yeah.
So none of his choices are eligible.
Great.
Well, I am going to give him the next guy on the list, which is Cedric Benson from the Packers.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Todd was considering him, so
that is a fair one.
Cedric Benson. And now moving on to Magic Matt at his number four pick.
Number four pick. Well, third pick. This would be my third pick.
I'm sorry. Your number four spot. Sorry. Yeah.
I should have taken my own advice and looked ahead. I just can't decide. I'm going with the coach. But it's the aforementioned Jim Schwartz from the Lions, who I hate.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Or you know who. Rex Ryan.
Rex Ryan, yeah.
I just can't turn down Rex Ryan, though. We're going to go that way.
I cannot say that I blame you. And by the way, I totally forgot to write down any coaches on the list. So
wing it.
Very good idea. Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. We are now to which number? Number five, Mr. Todd Sheets.
Let's do Dwayne Bowe from the Chiefs.
Interesting.
Ooh, Todd hates the Chiefs.
Wide receiver.
Tell ya. Yeah. Brian, do you have him on your fantasy team again?
Who's this?
Dwayne Bowe. Hello, Dwayne Bowe.
Actually, yes, I do.
Okay. Do you do again, huh?
Yes, I do.
Interesting. Okay. And me now at number six. This is tough.
Brad.
Yes, sir.
Remember, you got two. We're doing the swing set draft.
I do remember that, and I appreciate that. Let's take a look. Please tell me, because I don't have it in front of me. It's too small on my iPhone. Is Titus Young still in the top 32?
Yes.
31.
There you go.
I almost chose that one.
Okay. This is so tough. I'm going to go ahead and take Titus Young for my wide receiver since I can't take Kenny Britt. I'm going to go ahead and take Titus Young. And then I guess I get to go again, which is kind of cool. You know, this would not work for me if I didn't pick a Dolphin. And there... I'm taking Anthony Fasano for my tight end.
Oh, all right. I'll give you that.
Is that fair? Okay. Yeah.
I think I might have picked Anthony.
There you go. Too. Okay. So back up to number five with Todd Sheets. Happy to be all he can be.
Joel Dreesen.
Joel, that's a good pick. Joel Dreesen. Tight end for who?
The Denver Broncos.
Oh, the Broncos. Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Probably won't,
Yeah.
He probably gets the passes.
That's because Jacob Tammy's going to take all the receptions, et cetera. So.
He's got a girl's last name.
Good pick. Yeah. Good pick.
It's nice. Good pick. Okay, now to number four, which is Magic Matt.
I'm a little distracted, Brad. Zumba started up.
Uh-oh, are you kidding? Can I hear
Zumba
it?
Blast started.
Stick your microphone out there. Let's hear it.
You won't be able to hear it.
Right.
It's not quite that loud.
You're right.
If I had a longer cord, we'd run it right on out there. But
awesome.
Yeah. So now I'm all out of whack. Mm. I think it's in English, though, the song.
You think?
Let's see. I'm going to go with a wide receiver.
Okay.
From the Cowboys.
Uh-oh.
This is a toughie.
Yeah.
Because they're both injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
One of them gets in trouble with the law.
Mm-hmm.
Boy. I'm going to go.
Go with the black. Go with the black guy. Oh, wait. Okay.
I'm going to go Miles Austin.
Okay. Miles Austin. That, you know, honestly. I cannot disagree with that. I considered him. In fact, he may even be on my list. Let me take a look here. And I'm a Cowboy fan. No.
I actually nicknamed him bench captain on my real team a couple of years ago because I had him and I got sick of two catches for 22 yards.
Yeah. That's funny. That's good. Good pick there. Number three pick is, I'm getting confused.
Brandon.
Brandon. Okay.
Brandon wants a coach next and he's going to take Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll. I had Pete Carroll last year. He didn't do anything, if I recall correctly.
His number one choice was Rex Ryan, but somebody already got him.
Yes, somebody already did get him. Okay.
Brian's up.
Number two to Brian.
Let's go with Steve Johnson, Buffalo.
Buffalo, Stevie Johnson, the wide receiver. Okay. Interesting.
See, the wide receivers are—it's kind of a deep position, so there's kind of like some good players.
Yeah,
way down the line.
It's true. He was actually on the Jeeves list too. So now we're back up to number one pick, to Jeeves, and he has now picked defense quarterback coach. He wants his kicker next, and his kicker is going to be Billy Cundiff. So,
Billy Cundiff have a job?
Doesn't he?
Washington.
Yeah.
Did Washington sign him?
Yeah.
All right.
Because Cundiff was on.
The Ravens cut him.
Oh, sorry, he wasn't on my list. I thought he was, but he's not. So.
Yeah.
And back to him. Okay, and back to him again now with G's for the next pick. His next pick is going to be the running back, and his running backs that haven't been taken yet. Let's see. Kevin Smith has been taken, but D'Angelo Williams has not been taken. So he's taking D'Angelo Williams. So whatever you want there, pal. It's okay. Scottish guy. I love Scottish ale, so I'm not going to say too much. So, and now back down to number two, and that's Brian.
I'm just going right down the list. Let's go with...
of course.
Connor Barth.
Bonner Carth. Okay.
Something to that effect, yes.
Gotcha. He is the kicker. Yes, he is a kicker.
That is correct.
Exactly. Now, number three is, I'm confused, Brandon.
Brandon,
yes.
Brandon wants a tight end next, and he wants Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph.
Oh. Okay.
Which could blow up in his face.
I see.
He might be really good this year.
Could be. Yeah, because now, what was the name of that guy that had the funny name that used to be Brett Favre's favorite target?
Vincente Shenko.
Yeah, it wasn't. I wanted to say Hakeem Olajuwon, but wrong sport. Yeah, where did Vashenko go?
We also would have accepted Hakeem Olajuwon. I don't know.
Shenko is not there anymore, is he, Brian?
Like, maybe New England.
Yeah, he's not there. I don't remember where the heck he is. Well,
did New England sign Kellen Winslow yet? Oh no, I heard he was working out for him. Anyway, okay, so he's taking that guy. Number four now is Magic Matt.
All right, I'm going to go with a tight end, Bears tight end, Kellen Davis.
Hmm. That's good because that was number two on my list. See, you and I think a lot alike.
Clearly. Well, did we finish 1-2 in this last year?
I believe we did.
I was a distant two, but I think it was 1-2.
I believe we did finish 1-2. Kellen Davis from Chicago, good pick there. And now number five pick is Todd Sheets. And Todd Sheets... He is always happy.
Todd Sheets. He's happy to be All he can be.
But don't forget, too.
I'm a Christian person.
Ah, get out of here.
You go. What do you got for us?
Blair Witch.
Blair Witch. What team does Blair Witch play for?
from the he's a kicker.
Oh, Blair Walsh. It's Blair Walsh.
I'm going to put Blair Witch.
Blair Witch. That's good. I like that. Blair Witch. And now, number six for pick for me, and I have no idea who I picked. So if I picked John Skelton, I picked Ryan Williams, I picked Titus Young, I picked Anthony Fasano. I guess I just have a kicker, a defense, and a coach to pick, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. I'm going to go with my defense, and this is tough because they're all pretty blazingly bad. If I'm not mistaken, the Browns' defense has already been taken. Is that the only defense that's been taken? And Broncos.
Broncos, yeah.
Yeah. This is tough because there's some defenses that have potential to be bad, but it doesn't seem to me that the Colts did a whole lot to improve their defense in the offseason. So I have no choice but to say they might be able to score some points this year, but they're going to be like the 2003 Chiefs or whatever it was. They're not going to be able to stop anybody. So I'm going to take the Indianapolis Colts defense for my defense.
That was my next pick.
I understand. I'm sorry. As Mark Carley would say, I'm sorry. kicker or coach? Kicker or coach? Kicker or coach? Well, the problem is that I will get the very last pick in the draft after this pick. So whichever one I don't pick now is the one that I need to not care very much about. So I'm going to take my coach, and as I sit here and look at the coaches, I know that the one guy that I really don't like after last year, I got to take him. I'm going to take the beady-eyed coach, Jim Schwartz, you know.
Nice.
Take the Jewish guy. You know, that's, I'm assuming he is. I don't know. With a name like Schwartz, doesn't he have to be? Jim Schwartz is going to be my head coach, and I have one pick to go back to number five and Todd Sheets.
Defensive, I guess I'm going to go with the Panthers.
That's not a bad pick, if I'm not mistaken. You get rid of John Fox. But who's their coach now? Some other defensive guy.
Yeah, the guy that used to be with San Diego.
I have no listing for coaches, by the way.
Ron something. You have no what?
List Rivera. Ron here. Rivera.
Oh, Ron Rivera. Thank you. That's okay. We'll get back to you on that. We'll help you out. Don't worry.
Right?
Wade Phillips. Yeah, no, you are up. Yes, sir.
Defense. You got to play the Saints twice. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Number two on my list. You and I think a lot alike. Although I think that was just pretty much the way Eisenberg had him ordered anyway. So,
kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to think there's a little more logic involved. They do play the Saints twice, Panthers twice, Falcons twice.
It's a good point.
They're going to stink.
Good point. Good point. Good point. Number, Brandon. Where are we at? Number three, Brandon. Yes.
Brandon wants a kicker next. He wants Josh Scobie.
Josh Jacksonville. Scobie, crap baller. Okay. And to number two now, and Mr. Brian. Hello, Browns, Brian. Hello.
Browns defense, is that still available?
That was the first one that went.
Well, son of
it was only the very first pick of the entire draft.
Well, that'd be why. It was a long time ago.
You're napping.
Son of a gun.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on our Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football Draft, the snooziest show of the year. Yes. Thank you.
I gotcha.
Even the participants fall asleep.
No kidding.
Oh, jeez. My God. Are you? Yeah.
Hey, Brian. Brian. Brian.
What?
Before you give us your next pick, I want you to know, next year when I ask you about playing this, I want you to think to yourself, do you really care? Okay?
Oh, I do care.
Okay.
Oh, I do care. But what's in it for me? What do I win?
Oh, if you win at all, you win a T-shirt that says, I was the Bass Ackwards Fantasy Football Champion, I guess. I haven't seen mine yet from last year, but apparently that's what happens. Right, Matt?
Please allow 18 to 24 months for delivery.
Yeah, exactly. Please allow 18 to 24 months for delivery. Yes. So I'm sorry, my brother. Go ahead and give us your next pick.
All right. Let's go with, how about the Rams?
That's a good pick.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Not a bad pick at all. Very well. The Rams defense. And now we are back up to, where are we at now? Number
Jeeves.
Jeeves number one.
Scissor.
This is Jeeves' very last pick. No, his last two picks. His last two picks. He wants to do a wide receiver. By the way, Jeeves, I before E, except after C. Wide receiver. Let's see here.
Hey, I'm going to interrupt.
Yes, yes.
Believe it or not.
Yes.
Believe it or not.
Yes.
My phone is about dead.
Okay, well, we're almost done. We're almost done.
I just wanted to throw that out there. So.
Is this your home phone?
This is the home phone about dead.
Okay,
one phone.
If it dies, I'll call your cell phone. Don't worry about it.
Hey, that's a hell of an idea.
God, I'll be goddamned. Okay.
Or you could just take the next two picks real quick and let him pick.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's the way it should go.
No,
I agree.
No, wide receiver for Jeeves. Jeeves wants, I don't know what he's drinking, Jeeves wants DeSean Jackson.
Okay.
I think. Okay, and for his final pick, Jeeves wants tight end. Jeeves looking for the tightest end of them all. Let's see here. Where's his tight? Oh, there we go. He wants Mercedes Lewis, which is not a bad pick either. And now we are to Brian and his last pick. Brian, before your phone dies, my friend.
Is Coughlin still around as a coach?
Or before we die. Who? Coughlin? Yeah, Coughlin was who I had last year. Yes, he is still around.
He is.
Yes.
Well, that is who I would like to pick.
Brian picks Tom Coughlin. Very nice. I smell some coffee. You smell that? I smell coffee. No? No? All right. So, Brian, we'll let you go before your phone dies so you can put it back on the charger since you're done. Brian's done. Is that right? Brian's all done?
Brian's done. Yep.
Brian's done. Brian?
All right. Am I keeping track of all this good stuff?
Where or how?
Where and how?
BradWestmar.com. Matt will be posting it every week on Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
Hey, that is fantastic. I can't wait.
Make sure.
Good luck to all. I guarantee my team sucks.
Maybe not as bad. Maybe we'll finish 1-2 this year, pal. We'll see.
Well, and I'll be 1 because I'm winning that T-shirt, bro.
Good luck. Good luck.
All right.
Now go ask your son about that LinkedIn account, okay?
I'm not sure about that. I just Googled that. I don't see it.
All I know is he comes up on my here. Would you like to connect with? It's like, really? What? And it's him because it says I go to XYZ Middle School, and it's like, what? What are you doing? So, I'll show it to you. I'll send it to you sometime.
Perfect.
All right, man. Take care. Thanks for participating. We'll be in touch.
All right. Go Broncos.
Later. Woo! Bye.
All right, later.
Crazy. All right. Back to number, where are we at? Brandon, is that right? Number 3?
Yes.
Yes. Brandon, go ahead.
Brandon wants a wide receiver. He continues with his Raider hating. He wants Darius Hayward Bay.
Wow. Okay. All right.
That leaves me with a kicker. And I'm going to take some dude named I'm taking Nick Folk again. Jets kicker.
That's
love going.
That's a good pick. I had him at number 5 on my list, so that's a good pick there, Nick Folk. Okay.
I had him last year. We're bringing him back.
Good point. And now we're at number 5 on the order, and Todd's last pick. Now we need to help Todd out with coaches. Let's give him some fair ideas of coaches to pick.
I wanted the coach from the Buccaneers. Is he in the top 32?
Who is the coach for the Buccaneers now?
Big Shiano.
Who?
Greg Schiano. Greg Schiano.
You want Greg
Schiano? He was a college coach last year.
Okay. All right. He wants Greg Schiano. There you go.
Wow. Todd with the dropping some knowledge.
Yeah. Well, and since I'll be damned. This is tough. I have 3 kickers that I really want. Last year I had Steve Hushka for Seattle, but I have a feeling Seattle may be a little better this year. We'll see. So I'm looking at, and since this is the last pick, I can name them all. I got Sean Sweezum, who has to kick in Pittsburgh, which can be a little bit of a bitch kicking outside in that weather. Jay Feely for Arizona. Arizona, I think, is going to suck. I've already got two Cardinals. You got Phil Dawson for Cleveland, and you've also got it's just those 3, I guess. So it's tough because Pittsburgh's going to score points. Arizona might not score points. Cleveland might not score points. You really don't know. It's tough to kick in Cleveland, too. God, I don't know.
I like the Sweezum pick.
Do you really? Yeah, because
he got cut last year from a team. Yeah. It's crappy weather.
And that's why I had him as number 1. So I'm going to go ahead and go with my gut. And I had him at number 1. I'm taking Sweezum. Sweet, sweet Sweezum. for my kicker. And
good job.
Thank
That'll
you.
Do.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Our boring Bass Ackwards fantasy football draft. My brother did not help matters at all with that. It'd be nice if he could take a nap next time before he comes on. You know? But that's the way he always is. He's just kind of been, he's never been really good on the show. He maybe had his moments this time. But
it depends on your definition of good. It's kind of an opposite day on our show, you know?
It usually is. Yeah, the Bass Ackwards fantasy football draft just kind of sets everything in Bass Ackwards motion. So,
yes, it does.
It is what it is. I'm looking forward to seeing how things turn out. The games, well, by the time this show airs and is released, you know, the first game will have already taken place, the Cowboys and the Giants. We hope to God that the Cowboys win, because if they don't, then I'm going to be in a bad mood next time we do a show. So, no, I don't really care.
It'll pass.
Yeah, it will pass. It'll be fine. You know, if you're a fan of a team long enough, Matt, I know you know this, and you're used to them not winning anything, it's a lot easier to take the letdown.
Sure is. There's no letdown. You just expect it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think we're probably going to have to go ahead and just say goodbye. You know, usually the draft takes up most of the show. It has taken up most of the show. But I hope with all the new listenership we have going on out there and everything, it's inspiring people to take a little bit of a deeper look into their fantasy football world and understand that it's actually more fun to root for players to suck. It really is.
It is so much fun. It's weirdly entertaining.
It really, really is. And I had a great time with it last year because I don't take it seriously. There's no money involved. There's no bragging rights. You know, you don't look stupid for picking somebody who does well.
Too well.
Yeah, exactly. So it works for me. And of course, let's be honest. I mean, the entire thing was born out of my ineptitude when it came to regular fantasy football. So I'm excited, and I also hope that everything went well for my buddy and him popping out a baby. Yeah. So,
yes, in all seriousness,
yes,
we hope that he's doing well.
Yes, we understand, and we also hope his wife's doing well too.
Oh yeah, well, yeah, of course.
She's nice, actually. Monica's nice, nicer than Brandon, but that wouldn't take much. So, probably a better communicator. She generally responds to my tweets a lot better than he does. So. C'est la vie. Exactly. Now, are you going to be back on Echo Network this weekend?
Yes, I am. Monday.
New article on Monday. Looking forward to that.
First post-NFL Sunday one, so it should be fun.
And I'm still sitting here thinking to myself, do I want to do anything? Do I not want to do anything? And it's part of me that just thinks I'm just going to have to keep all my comments to Twitter. But we'll see. It might change. I don't want to dart into my book writing time, you know?
That's right.
I mean,
you'll have plenty of time to tweet.
I think so.
You won't be able to help yourself.
Exactly. I probably tweet more than I probably watch my iPhone screen more than I watch the football games when they're on. So
probably.
So, without further ado, which it would not be a Brad Westmar show if I don't say, without further ado, Matt, we're supposed to wrap up the show, aren't you?
Yes.
God damn it!
Wrap up.
Three thing wrap up. Do it now.
Number one, Matt's dream has come true. With the addition of Mark Sanchez to my Bass Ackwards fantasy football team.
I'm proud of you.
Number two, Brian became the first player tonight in recorded history to draft a Bass Ackwards fantasy football team while drunk from a train station. Positive that's where he was.
It sounded like it.
And number three, we've said it before, the Bass Ackwards fantasy football draft show, so boring, even the participants fall asleep.
Exactly. Thank you very much, my friend. Always a pleasure to be with you on the show. And thank God you're here, because if it wasn't you, it'd be me and Todd, and that'd be bad. So take care.
Thanks, you too.
And Todd Sheets, our executive producer. Wonderful job on the new studio. Look forward to being here next week. I am Brad Westmar, thanking you for joining us, and good night. Oh, baby, please remember me. Have you forgotten how I worship me? I set you free. Making love, I'm a fool. You won't talk to me now.